Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Michelle Wong. Her sermon is based on scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, and is entitled, Listening. Hear now from the sanctuary of Central Presbyterian Church on the 29th of May, 2016, the second Sunday after Pentecost, the Reverend Michelle Wong.
This morning's gospel lesson is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Listen now for what the Word of God has to say to us, the people of God. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When he had heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, but when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him to say, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The word of God for us, the people of God. Four years ago, an Episcopalian bishop, concerned about the declining numbers of his denomination, created the Ashes to Go program for Ash Wednesday. In full priestly garb, he and his deacons went out into the streets of Chicago, and he was amazed. He was amazed at the response, at how many people outside of the church wanted to engage. One of his favorite encounters was with a woman who said, "I had forgotten it was Ash Wednesday. Lent is beginning. I'm an ex-Catholic. My mother would be so angry with me if she knew I forgot. I want to participate, but I just can't go into a church. I can't believe you brought the church out here with us on the streets." Church sociologist Diana Butler Bass says that this is the beginning of our awakening as a church. Taking church and listening to the longings of everyone out on the streets. Jesus is out on the streets in Capernaum when a Gentile army officer, a centurion, an outsider, makes a request of him to heal his beloved servant. As he makes his way to the centurion's home, he is stopped as the centurion sent a messenger saying, "Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." And when Jesus hears these words, he is amazed. What did the centurion hear or experience of Jesus that caused him to have such faith? When did he believe and recognize Jesus' power? As a military man, the centurion knew of power, power that can cause destruction. But in Jesus, there is a different kind of power that can bring about healing. It is unlike the power held by the Roman Empire because Jesus' power brings people and communities together. Even his disciples didn't exhibit such faith. Was there a single moment that captured the centurion's heart and mind when the movement of God's Spirit transformed his understanding of life? The scriptures don't tell us, but what we do know is that this Gentile man had several opportunities to listen and to hear God's promises. He was a friend to the Jews. And immediately before Jesus' journey to Capernaum, Luke describes Jesus coming down from the mountain with a great company of disciples and a huge crowd of people from all around Judea and Jerusalem and the area around Tyre and Sidon who joined him there. Was one of those in the crowd an officer with 100 soldiers under his command? Was he there to listen as Jesus spoke about those who were blessed, the poor, the hungry, and those who weep, those who are under his command in the army and at home? Was he listening with surprise and disbelief as Jesus spoke of God's upside-down world where we are to love our enemies, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who mistreat us? Was he wondering if the Jews were praying for him? Was this the moment when his faith came alive as he saw the world with God's eyes, the outsider, able to grasp the essence of faith more than those on the inside? Pastor William Willimon tells of a church full of conflict and turmoil. Pastor after pastor came and left, declaring that this was the meanest congregation they had ever met. However, today, that same congregation is an example of what church can be, a place of hope. A beacon of hope. Well, what in the world happened? Well, a new pastor came and set up a safe home for women and children who were experiencing domestic violence. That ministry, receiving outsiders, helped the members get over themselves. One lay leader said, "The women and children taught us lessons in courage, faith, and love. We needed to get outside of the church to learn how to be the church." The outsiders were listening for words of acceptance, and the church members needed to hear and listen for words of faith. As disciples of Jesus Christ, who make up the body of Christ, it can be difficult to remember that God moves outside the confines of our church building. It can be disarming that those on the outside of the church may know more about God than those of us sitting here in these pews. And it can especially be difficult during times of transition and uncertainty. Our obstacles become the lens with which we view our community and even the one whom we follow. We can get stuck in all of our challenges, but as the people of God, we know there is richness in the wilderness. In the wilderness, we will shed some of our idols. It will not be easy, But that's why we're in community, to remind each other of our blessings and to be grateful. And in case you need a little help figuring out our blessings, here are some in case you wish to go out and share with those on the outside. First, we have been called by the God of the universe and be gifted with a faith in Jesus Christ. Go out and proclaim it. You don't know who's listening. Second, our Music and Liturgical Arts Committee just received a third grant, and we are going to learn how to play even if it challenges every cell in our body. Go out and proclaim it. You don't know who's listening. Third, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for your love of our youth. It is palpable. Every time they come up to do an announcement, you can feel the whole congregation just urging them on to do well. Your prayers and support should be spoken of to everyone. Go and proclaim it. Don't know who's listening. And finally, all of you, whether you are Republican or Democrat, from Atlanta or a transplant, you have one thing in common. I know it's going to be hard to believe. You all love this community. You all love this community. You love the intangible uniqueness of this body to the core of your soul. I have heard it through all of our difficult and messy discussions. I have seen the way you defend each other, and I have been with you as you have cared for one another. What are we waiting for? Go out and proclaim it. We don't know who's listening. And you know what? Maybe one day we will all be amazed. Amen.
We're glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA, located in downtown Atlanta, across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work, and ministries of Central Presbyterian, we invite you to visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers that seeks to be bearers of God's love and justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.